Dreamscape presents The Offer by T.M. Richardson, narrated by Lacey Laurel. March. Chapter 1. Itches to Scratch.
And that's when I told that bitch Sheila that she could have Harold. He ain't worth the headache.
This was the fifth time Elisa had heard her client, Mary Louise's story, about her cheating husband. She'd zoned out as she flat-ironed her hair. She'd heard the story so often that she knew when to chime in with her, "Hmm," and "Is that right?" This was a typical busy Saturday at Tress's salon, filled with clients who told her the same stories and gossiped about the same stuff. Reality TV, their trifling baby daddies, whatever hot-button issue was on the news. Elisa anticipated that her days as a salon owner would mostly be like this, but that didn't stop her from being bored to tears. Elisa moved her neck back and forth, trying to relieve some of the tension. She looked at the clock. It was nearing 3 p.m., and she'd already been on her feet for 9 hours, with barely a break. Her last client wasn't until 5 p.m., almost near closing time. She couldn't wait for her day to be over. Then, again, why should she be excited? She had nothing and nobody to go home to, except cold wine in the freezer, leftover pad thai, and a marathon of Lifetime movies. Maybe if she was in the mood, she'd pull up some porn and pull out her trusty vibrator. However, lately, all that did was piss her off.
"Are you listening to me?"
asked Mary as she stared at Elisa in the mirror.
"Oh, yeah. Sorry, Miss Lewis.
What did you say?" She'd been staring off into space, holding the flat iron in the air. Elisa put down the appliance and smoothed the last piece of Mary's bob in place with anti-frizz serum. Mary raised a brow.
"I asked if you and my nephew Myron went out again."
"Oh, not yet. We keep missing each other." She lied. "We're both pretty busy." Elisa had reluctantly let Mary talk her into being set up with her nephew, Myron. He was a handsome, accomplished owner of several car dealerships in the city. They'd had a nice time going out a few times. He spared no expense and seemed attentive. Elisa figured he'd play his cards right into some prime pussy. But when it came down to the sex, he fumbled it. Myron was packing some hefty equipment, but didn't know what to do with it. His dick was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?